A couple that I used to know, my daughter used to babysit their children when they were babies. Their 18-year-old son died, overdose of drugs. 18. What happened? Oh, mom and daddy got a divorce. Mama found another man. Instead of staying with the husband she had and being pleased and doing what God says, being in church like they're supposed to be, when she run off with another man and then they got a divorce and then the kids, guess what happened to the kids? Mom and daddy ain't living together no more. You know, they're marrying other people. Guess what happened to the kids? They don't care nothing no more. So they go out and do the same dumb thing. Start getting on drugs, alcohol, drunk, everything. And this happened. The 18-year-old overdosed on drugs. Whose fault was it? Mama's and daddy's. They don't want to hear that. But God said, if you obey me and do everything I say, I will bless you and your children. But you know, people don't want to pay for their own sin. It's just like a doctor I was talking to the other day. He said, you know what my insurance cost me a year as a doctor, as a medical doctor? Would you like to guess what a normal medical doctor's insurance costs? Malpractice insurance? That's exactly what he said. He said $240,000 a year. Insurance. Why is your doctor's bill so high when you go to the doctor? He's got to recover that somewhere. I'd hate to think I had to make $240,000 or $250,000 a year before I could pay my rent, my electricity, or anything else. That means the doctor's got to make $500,000 plus before he puts any money in his pocket. Is that right? Wow. And hers is expensive too, huh? Even bigger than what I just said? Wow. You want to know why your health plan is so expensive? Hey, I got the best health plan in the world. Mine don't cost nothing. My king don't charge me nothing to heal me. I ain't had a sick day in all these years. All I got to do is obey him. All I got to do is obey. Pays good dividends, doesn't it, Steve? Pays good dividends. But praise the Lord. See now, even I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Okay, let's go back to Ephesians 4, or 5. Ephesians 5, verse 4. Yeah, Ephesians 5, 4. 3 and 4, actually, let's go back up and read those again, the first 1 and 2. Follow God's example in everything you do, because you're his dear children. Now then, if you're his child, you're to follow his example in what? Everything you do. Everything. Live a life filled with love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice to take away our sins. And God was pleased because that sacrifice was like sweet perfume to him. So we're supposed to follow this example in everything we do. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Let's see what some of these things are. Let there be no. Do we know what that word no means? Now, obviously we don't. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. It's just like the other day, I was talking to a lady. I know her. And she has a teenage daughter. And she said, I was talking with a lady that lived down the street from us. And she said, now that your daughter has reached 16, are you going to take her down and get her fitted for pills? She said, what pills? She said, so she won't get pregnant. She said, absolutely not. I'm going to teach my daughter abstinence. Well, she said, you know, these girls, they're going to run around out there. They're going to have sex. So said, you want to protect her. She said, I just went down and I just got pills for mine. You want to know why we got problems? These people went to church. Both these people went to church. One of these women was okay. One of them said, hey, I'm teaching my daughter abstinence, no sex before marriage.
One thing that they do in that putting young girls on birth control pills, they put them on a real low dose that makes them frequently get pregnant. And then they go to take that pill in the morning, you take the orange juice with it, and it's gone. It activates that feeling. You know, a teenager is not real responsible anyway, so they set them up to get pregnant. And then they move them into the abortion pill, and then that's their whole life is just a circle downhill.
That sounds like the devil's way to me, doesn't you? You know, how's it supposed to be done? God's way. If you're a Christian, how much sexual immorality are we supposed to have in the church? What do we not understand about no sexual immorality? None. I mean, like I say, people ask me all the time, where do you get all this stuff? I said, from the Bible. I read the book. That's where I learn everything. Well, I got a good book you need to read. And I have a stack of books. It would probably reach to the ceiling if I were to stack them up here. And people have given me books all over the world where we've went. This is the best book I ever read. Read it. I said, I got the best book in the world right here in my hand. I don't care what somebody else thinks about this book. I want to know what God said about this book. And that's the one I study. And most of the books, I will have to say, that little bitty tiny book that I got, somebody sent me yesterday about this guy, I did read it. It was about 80 pages. I read it last night. But let there be no sexual immorality, no impurity, no greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Does that just about eliminate Washington, D.C.? I mean, really? It just about totally eliminates everybody up there. There may be a few good ones up there yet. Somebody, maybe, I don't know who it was, somebody told me the other day, said, you know, we have had some pretty good men that were Christians, churchgoers, and everything else, and then they got in office, we sent them to Washington, and what happened? Said it must be the water they drink up there or something. There's something up there that makes them go bad, isn't it? Money and greed. Too many men can be bought. When these people come in, you know, saying, hey, if you'll do this for me, I'll slide you this much money under the table. Oh, man, you know, I mean, gee, that's more money than I used to make in a year. Oh, yeah, no problem. You just keep us in business. We'll keep paying you off. Is that happening up there? Oh, Lord. In fact, I just heard I haven't checked this out yet. Some of you may know this. But some people said this last justice, Supreme Justice, that had to leave. The reason he left, because he got caught on his prostitution ring. And he's a homosexual. So he got caught. And so instead of making it worldwide, he just stepped down. And now they're trying to put this Spanish woman in there. Oh, Lord. They hadn't put her in yet, have they? Next week's when they're going to vote on her. That's another case that anybody, I mean, after what I listened to that woman say, anybody would vote for that woman, they have not got a brain working, do they?
Not one.
Not one.
The thing is, the administration has something for everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the
whole deal. Oh, yeah. Oh, my lands. Let there be no sexual immorality, no impurity, no greed. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. Wow. These are not for you. In other words, is this a pretty high standard for the church? You know, I've been a lot of places, and whenever a man starts to tell a preacher joke, you know, if I'm there, I'll stand up and say, sir, you need to read Ephesians chapter 5, and I think you ought to shut up about this joke. Ooh, man, it makes some of them mad, but that's okay. God says no jokes. No obscene stories about preachers or anything else. You know, we have to be careful about what comes out of our mouth. Really, got there may be a few good preacher jokes, that you know, but most of them, obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse joking, these are not for you. Somebody said, well, I guess the only thing I can do is put duct tape around my mouth. Well, if that's what you have to do for a while, put it around there. You know, Do whatever you have to do until you get to where you can control your tongue. And you cannot control your tongue. That's the only thing about it. Who is the only one that can control your tongue? The Holy Spirit. That's exactly right. And when you totally die to self and let the Holy Spirit control you, then God's word will come out of your mouth. Until you're controlled by the Holy Spirit, you're liable to say anything. I mean, I've been in restaurants with my wife, you know, with women, other men, and some boy walk by and say some profane, foul word. Sometimes I reach out and grab him by the shoulder and say, "Son, you know you're in a private, public place? Well, what's wrong with you?" I said, "I'm a man of God, and I don't appreciate that kind of talk in my presence." You know, there needs to be more of us men of God that'll put them boys down. You know, yeah, I know you're not saved. You couldn't be saved. But God's going to hold you accountable for every idle word that comes out of your mouth one day, just like he's going to hold mine. I mean, yeah, right now he may not be holding no sin against you. But one day when you die, if you don't come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, he'll know everything you've said in your life. And everything you've said and everything you've did will be held against you, and you'll be judged and cast into the lake of fire. I went down and talked to a man in Dallas this last week about some business. And I asked him when I got through the business, I said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "No." I said, "Well, you need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior." "Well," he said, "I've heard of Jesus." I said, "No, you need to know him." I said, "You know, you really need to know him." I said, "You know, if you were to die today," I said, "you would go into a flaming hell forever, and there's no way out of that place." "Well," he said, "I don't want to talk about this no more." I wrote out my business stuff, and he handed it to me, and he said, "I'll deliver your stuff tomorrow." I said, "Okay." So the next morning, he delivered it. When he got here, I talked to him. I said, "Hey, you ever seen God do a miracle?"
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.